It's Outside the Box, looking at politics from a whole new angle. Today's topic is Trump, no Trump. I'm so thankful for the candidacy of Donald Trump. Are you over the shock of hearing that statement from me? Well, it's not quite what you think. I'm just as turned off by Trump as many others in this country, but I want to thank Trump for making clear how disgusted potential voters are with traditional politics. I think Trump has tapped into the cynicism and disillusionment that so many in this country feel about the political establishment that, for the most part, runs our government. Trump isn't the only one who's discovered this. Bernie Sanders is bringing out that feeling as well. The campaign this year shows how much people want to get rid of the political status quo. A lot of people in the U.S., especially working class and low-income voters and non-voters, know that the politicians aren't doing anything for them. Things have gotten worse for workers in the past 3 to 4 decades, including low and stagnant wages, job insecurity, longer work hours, fewer benefits like health insurance, rising debt, and an economy that's becoming more divided between the well-off and them. Their parents probably had a better life than they do. Is Trump going to fix things for us? No, I expect he'll only make things worse by pitting low-income and working folks against immigrants and darker-skinned people. He might also be the bully in the china shop almost everyone fears. But how do we speak to the millions of marginalized people in this country who are angry, cynical, and disillusioned, for good reason? They're mad as hell and not going to take it anymore. I don't want to push them towards demagogues like Trump or back into the mainstream Democratic and Republican parties that they're running away from. Neither option will address the real issues of fairness and inequality that are causing wider and wider gaps between wealthy and low-income people. There are also issues of racism and bullyism that are especially tied up with Trump as well. Who will capture the interest of marginalized folks, their allegiance, their healthy awareness that politics and the economy are leaving them out? That's a crucial question. They don't want a politician, that's for sure. Some don't see Bernie Sanders as a politician. Others believe Sanders is an insider and won't do much for them. The Green Party's an outsider, but it doesn't have access to the media that a candidate needs to even be noticed. None of the Republican candidates are outsiders, but some are leaning toward Trump as the closest thing to that. How can we address the issue of working class and lower income people being left out of the system? I think 3 messages might help. 1 is that the system is rigged, a stacked deck. The picture that comes to mind is of a race with a white man in a suit at one starting block and a woman far back at another. I could substitute a person of color or one with a blue collar for the woman. The point is, it's not a fair contest. The theme is fairness. A 2nd message is equality, coming from the Occupy movement. There's a wide divide, with the 1% on one side taking up literally half the room, and the other 99% on the other side, fighting for enough space. That division is bad for everyone, even the wealthy. A 2nd theme, equality. And the 3rd message is solidarity. United we stand, divided we fall. Inequality, racism, classism, and other isms are dividing us. We need to unite to create an equal and vibrant society for all. In the French Revolution, it was liberty, equality, fraternity. Today, it could be fairness, equality, solidarity. Would you join a campaign to support these 3 values? I'm Larry Danziger, ready to join a movement for fairness, equality, and solidarity.